This is the Aviat Merli of the 10th of August 2025. Original date, the 31st of October 2006. Together with being constantly loving, also become a great donor, and you will become a destroyer of obstacles and an embodiment of solutions. Today, the ocean of love has come to meet his children who are worthy of God's love. All of you have also come here in the subtle aeroplane of love, have you not? Did you fly here in an ordinary plane or in the plane of love? Waves of love are emerging in everyone's heart. Love alone is the foundation of this Brahmin life. When all of you came here, it was love that pulled you, was it not? You heard the knowledge later, but it was love that made you loving to God. You would never even have dreamt that you would become worthy of God's love. So what do you say now? That you have become that. This love is not ordinary love. It is love from the heart. It is soul conscious love. It is true love. It is altruistic love. This love from God very easily gives you the experience of remembrance. It is difficult to forget someone you love. It is not difficult to remember that one. It is difficult to forget that one. Love is a subtle magnet. Love makes you an easy yogi. It liberates you from having to labour. Remembering someone with love doesn't require effort. You then eat the fruit of love. All of you children coming from everywhere is a sign of love. And the double foreigners have come running here with love. Look how children have come running here from 90 countries. The children of this land are worthy of God's love. But today the double foreign children have a golden chance. All of you have special love, do you not? You have love, do you not? You have so much love. How much? Can you compare it to anything? There cannot be any comparison. You all have a song. There aren't as many stars in the sky, nor is there as much water. You have unlimited love, unlimited affection. Bapdada has also come here to meet you loving children. All of you children have remembrance with love, and Bapdada has come out of love for you children. Just as a line of love is sparkling on each one's face at this time, what addition do you need to make now in the same way? You have love, that is certain. Bapdada is also giving each of you a certificate that you have love. What do you have to do now? You have understood. You now just have to underline it, to remain constantly loving. Constantly, not just sometimes. Love is unbroken, but there is a difference in the percentage. So what is the mantra to finish the difference, Anta? All the time, be great and constant donors. Constantly be the children of the bestower, like the world server. At no time should it be that you are not bestowers. This is because you also had the thought to become helpers with the Father in his task of world benefit. Whether you give the donation and the cooperation of powers with your minds, whether you give donation and cooperation of this knowledge with your words, or whether you give the donation of virtues with your actions, or the donation of happiness with your loving connections, you are the masters of so many infinite treasures, the richest in the world. You have infinite and constant treasures. The more you give, the more they increase. They will not decrease. They will increase because at the present time, the majority of your spiritual brothers and sisters are thirsty for these treasures. So do you not have compassion for your brothers and sisters? Will you not quench the thirst of thirsty souls? Does the sound not reach your ears? O our gods and goddesses, give us power, give us real love. Both your devotees and the souls who are experiencing sorrow are crying out, have mercy, have compassion, O gods and goddesses of mercy and compassion. You can hear the call of time, can you not? The time to give them is now. At what other time would you give them? You have accumulated such infinite and constant treasures, so when will you donate them? Will it be in the final moments? At that time, you will only be able to give a drop, a handful. So when will you use the treasures that you have accumulated? Check. Am I using one treasure or another in a worthwhile way at every moment? There is double benefit in this. By your using the treasures in a worthwhile way, souls will benefit. And along with that, because you are great donors, you will easily become destroyers of obstacles, not embodiments of problems, but embodiments of solutions. There is double benefit. Today this obstacle came, yesterday that obstacle came, today this happened, yesterday that happened, dot dot dot. You will become free from obstacles and problems for all time. You will be saved from giving time to problems and labouring over them. Because you sometimes become unhappy and sometimes enthusiastic, Bapdada does not like to see you children labouring. When Bapdada sees that you children are labouring, he cannot bear to see children labouring. So become free from labouring. You have to make effort, but what type of effort? Will you even now remain effort makers over your trivial problems? Now make effort to become constantly great donors, constantly cooperative. Become cooperative with Brahmins and with souls who are thirsty and experiencing sorrow. Become great donors. There is now a need for this effort. You like this, do you not? Do you like it? Those sitting at the back, do you like it? So you should now bring about some change, should you not? You have given a lot of time to making effort on yourselves. Pandavs, do you like this? So what will you do from tomorrow? Will you start from tomorrow or from now? Have the thought, from now on, my time and thoughts are for the world. They are for world service. By doing this, it will automatically be done for yourselves. This will not be neglected. It will increase. Why? When you fulfill the desires of others, when you give them happiness instead of causing them sorrow, when you give power and virtues to weak souls, they will give so many blessings, and to take blessings from everyone is the easiest way to move forward. Even if you don't give lectures or are unable to do many programs, it doesn't matter. If you are able to do that, then do it even more. However, even if you are unable to do that, it doesn't matter. Use your treasures in a worthwhile way. You were told to continue to give the treasures of powers with your minds. Use the treasure of this knowledge with words, the treasure of virtues with actions, the treasure of time with your intellects, and the treasure of happiness in your relationships and connections in a worthwhile way. By using them in a worthwhile way, you will easily become embodiments of success. You will remain flying because blessings work like a lift, not stairs. A problem comes, you finish it. Sometimes you take 2 days over it. Sometimes you take 2 hours. This is like climbing stairs. Use your blessings in a worthwhile way. Become embodiments of success, and you will be able to reach wherever you want with this lift in a second. Whether it is the subtle region, the supreme abode, or your own kingdom, you can reach there in a second. In London, you had a program of 1 minute. Babdada says 1 second. In 1 second, you can reach anywhere in the lift of blessings. Simply press the switch of awareness, that is all. Become free from labouring. Today is the day for the double foreigners, and so first of all, in which form does Baba wish to see the double foreigners? Free from labouring, embodiments of success and worthy of blessings. You will become this, will you not? Double foreigners have very good love for the Father. You need to have power, but you have very good love. You have performed wonders, have you not? Look, from 90 countries, those from different countries with their different customs and systems, all 5 continents have become 1 sandalwood tree. All of you have become part of the 1 tree. This is now just the 1 Brahmin culture. Is there the English culture? Or our culture is the English culture anymore? There isn't, is there? You are Brahmins, are you not? Those who believe that your culture is now the Brahmin culture, raise your hands. It is just the Brahmin culture and no addition. You are all one, are you not? Babdada is congratulating you because all of you have become part of the 1 tree. It feels so good. Ask any of you from America or Europe, who are you and what would you say? A Brahmin. Or would you say, I'm from the UK, or I am an African, or I am an American? No, all are one, Brahmins. All of you are united in the one direction. All of you have the same form, Brahmin, and have one direction, Srimat. You enjoy this, do you not? Do you enjoy it? Or is it difficult? It is not difficult, is it? You are nodding. It is good. What newness does Bap Dada want in service? Whatever service you are doing very, very, very well, and congratulations for that. However, what addition do you have to make in the future? You all think that there should be some newness. Bap Dada has seen that whatever programs you have done, whatever time you have given, you have done it with love. You have made effort with love, and even if you have given money, that has multiplied multi-million-fold and been accumulated in your godly bank. So you haven't given anything, but you have accumulated. As a result, it has been seen that all of you have carried out the task of giving the message and the introduction very well, no matter where it was done. It is now happening in Delhi. It took place in London. And Bap Dada also very much likes the call of time and peace of mind programs that the double foreigners do. Whatever other work you are able to do, continue to do that. For when they receive the message, they become loving, they become cooperative, and some even come into relationship. However, what addition do you now have to make to that? Whenever you have a big program, people receive the message anyway, but they should go away with an experience too. Experience enables them to move forward very quickly. For instance, in the call of time or peace of mind, they have greater experiences. However, in the bigger programs, they receive a good message. But whoever comes, you have to follow it up and let them have some sort of experience. Because an experience is never forgotten, and an experience is such that it will pull them more, even against their conscious wish. So first of all, Bap Dada asks, have even all of you Brahmins become experienced in all the points of this knowledge? Have you experienced every power? Have you experienced every virtue? Have you experienced the soul conscious stage? Have you experienced God's love? You have passed in understanding this knowledge, and you have become knowledgeful. And even Bap Dada remarks on this and says that this is okay. What is a soul? What is God? What is the drama? You have understood this knowledge, but is it possible to experience soul power and God's power in any situation, whenever you want, for as long as you want? Are you able to experience whatever you want, whenever you want, for however long you want? Or is it sometimes one thing and sometimes another? You think, I am a soul, and then you repeatedly become body conscious. So was that experience useful? To be an embodiment of experience means to be an embodiment of experience in every subject, to be an embodiment of experience of every power. So increase the experiences within yourself. You do have them. It isn't that you don't have them, but they are only sometimes. So Bapdada does not want it sometimes. When something happens, then it becomes sometimes. You are often asked what your aim is. You then say that you want to become equal to the Father. All of you give the same answer. So to be equal to the Father was never sometimes or something. Father Brahma was always Rasyukt, Yogyukt, and always full of every power, not sometimes. An experience you have lasts for all time. It is not only for some time. So become embodiments of experience yourselves in every situation. Be experienced in every subject. Be experienced as embodiments of this knowledge. Become experienced in being Yogyukt. Become experienced in being embodiments of virtues. Become experienced in doing all-round service, in your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections. Only then will you be said to have passed with honours. So what do you want to become? Do you want to pass, or to pass with honours? Those who are to pass will also come later. But you have come before too late has been put up. Even if new ones have come now, the board of too late has not yet been put up. The board of late has been put up, but too late has not been put up. Even you, new ones who have come, if you make intense effort now, not just effort, but intense effort, then you can go ahead, because the numbers have not yet been announced. Only two numbers have been announced, those of the father and the mother. The third number of any brother or sister has not yet been announced. You might say that there is a lot of love for the daddies. The father too has a lot of love for the daddies, but the numbers have not been announced. This is why you are the very, very long lost and now found beloved, fortunate children. Fly as much as you want, because the Father holds the finger of the little ones as they walk, and he gives them extra love. But he doesn't hold the finger of the older ones. They walk on their own two feet by themselves. So even new ones can now make up the time. You have a golden chance. However, the board of too late will very soon be put up. Therefore, do this before then. Those who have come for the first time, raise your hands. Acha, congratulations. You have reached your home, Madhaban, for the first time. And this is why Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations on behalf of the whole family from this land and abroad. Acha. Are you able to stabilize yourselves in a second in the stage for which Bapdada gives you a direction? Or will your time be used up just in making effort for that? You now need the practice of a second, because for the final moments that are to come, in which you are to receive the certificate of pass with honours, the practice has to be done at this time. Stabilise yourselves in a second, whenever and wherever you want, in any stage that you want. So, ever ready. Are you ready? Now, in 1 second, become a most auspicious, confluence-aged, elevated Brahmin soul. Stabilize yourself in this stage. Now I am an angel, double light. Experience. I am a world benefactor, serving with my mind and giving rays of power. Are you able to stabilize yourself in this form in a second throughout the day? Continue to experience this, because anything can happen suddenly. You will not get a lot of time. To be able to be unshakable in the midst of an upheaval in a second, you have to make time to practice this by yourself every now and then. By doing this, you will easily be able to control your mind. Your controlling power and ruling power will continue to increase. Acha. Many letters have come from children everywhere. Many of you have sent your experiences. In return, Bapdada is giving you children many blessings from his heart and multi-million-fold love and remembrance from his heart. Bapdada is seeing that children everywhere are hearing and also seeing, and even those who are not seeing are also in remembrance. Everyone's intellect is at this time in Madhuban. So to all you children everywhere, personally accept love and remembrance by name. To all you elevated souls who constantly remain flying in an elevated stage with your wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to the children who remain constantly merged in love, to the children who are constantly free from labouring, free from problems, free from obstacles, yogyukt and rasyukt, to those who pass every situation in a second, to you, Master Almighty Authority children, who remain embodiments of every power at every moment. Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you do golden aged service with your golden age nature as an elevated effort maker. The children who have no alloy of old sanskars or nature of jealousy or stubbornness or of trying to justify themselves are those who have golden age natures. Those who have such golden age natures and who constantly have the sanskar of saying, Haji, yes indeed. Such elevated effort-making children mould themselves according to the time and the service and become real gold. When the alloy of ego and of feeling insulted is not mixed in your service, you would then be called one who does golden-aged service. slogan. Finish the questions of why and what, and remain constantly happy in your heart. Aviat signal. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Souls who are equal and have the stage of being merged in love are constant yogis. They are not those who have to make effort to have yoga, but those who are merged in love. They are not separate, so why would they have to remember? There is natural remembrance. Where there is companionship, there is natural remembrance. The stage of souls who are equal is of staying together and of being merged. Om Shanti.